Hey, it's your friendly neighborhood sports editor, Brett Bachman, here with the fourth edition of the Daily Cardinal Sportscast. With me are Gray Satterfield and Cameron Coleman. Today we're talking to you guys about football. Wisconsin's taking on Ohio State. Primetime game, one of the biggest of the year.
It's been circled on the calendar for a while. I mean, you look back at the years, every single time Ohio State and Wisconsin get together, it's usually a marquee matchup, a lot of great games. You know, last year going to overtime, the year before that Ohio State won on a Hail Mary. So going through the history books, it should be something to look forward to.
I'm very excited. You know, Ohio State's on the longest winning streak in the NCAA right now. Undefeated last year, but Wisconsin, three Big Ten championships. It's all about these two. It's the clash of the Titans in the Big Ten right now.
Yeah, and when you look at it, a couple things are certain in life. You're going to die, the government's going to tax you, and Wisconsin is going to run the ball. I mean, when you look at it, Ohio State, all week they've been talking about it. They're thinking about stacking eight or nine guys in the box.
And that was my question, was they're going to play eight or nine in the box against us, and we're just going to play our ball. I think Anderson could, like, throw us, you know, a little curveball out there, toss one up to Abby from Stavi.
Yeah, and
we haven't seen a strong Stavi, like, arm yet, but I think it's there, and it's just got to be quicker.
They're definitely going to go for that long pass, but you got to believe that Gary Anderson's going to run it up the gut, and it might not work right away, but eventually Gordon or White is just going to break it open.
The story's the same. Stick to what you know, and when you have three talented backs like the Badgers do, that straight up and down off the tackles needs to be, you know, a very effectively used widely throughout the game. Once you establish that rhythm, you know, why do offenses succeed? You make patterns, you break patterns. That play action over the top play is what we've been looking for all year. And the issue is, you know, I can think of last week, Stave misses a wide open Aberderis on the outside. But bring it up, Stave's got this golden boy hair, golden boy arm. I think back to the Rose Bowl when he just threw that dime up. It was his only throw of the game. I mean, unfortunately, it was an incomplete pass, but you've seen it time and time again. It's just you need it to be there.
Well, you see him toss these big balls up, too, and they get really close, and sometimes maybe he'll just lead Abby a little too far. He's got to start looking for receivers earlier. I'm almost worried that his offensive line has been spoiling him, giving him way too much time. He doesn't feel that pressure, I feel like. I feel like he's way too comfortable in that pocket, and maybe that's why he sits back and just kind of gets his trust going on too much.
That's why he can overcook those throws sometimes. You got 7 seconds to sit there and think about it.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be, you know, quarterbacking and offenses, especially in a higher tempo pace, is all about instincts and knowing your offense and knowing where receivers are at any given time. When you get to sit there 3-4 seconds and watch these plays develop, it's not as...
We'll see it this week, though, because Dallas Wellen's going to be out and going up against a formidable Ohio State defensive line. They're going to get in. They're going to get some pressure on, like, Stavi. And that's actually one of my concerns with the running game, too. Is you think these guys are going to be able to break up our offensive line and, like, shut up those gaps? Because I like Gordon to the outside. I'm not necessarily sure about White, and Gordon can't play the whole game. We need to see some passes. We might have Patterson back, it sounds like.
Okay.
So that's something to look for, too.
Yeah. When you talk about Wisconsin, everything really has to go right on offense for them to win this game. And it from what I've seen, at least this year, it seems like Stavi gets better as the game goes on. So he's going to have to be able to shake those early game jitters off really quickly if they want to have a chance here.
Sorry. The issue is that this team cannot play from behind.
No.
This is a run first, protect the lead, play defense, melt clock. It's the same Wisconsin that we've been used to for the past decade now. My biggest concern for this game is that Ohio State is going to do exactly what they've done in, all of their games so far. You blink, it's 28-0, and then this Badgers team, they can't score 28 unanswered points.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was going to bring it up because we were talking about that before this. You know, even if they get up at 14, they get that little bit of an edge on Wisconsin, and they can just run with it. You know, Stavi has to come out hot. He can't be rusty. he can't afford these interceptions that, you know, all right, Stoppy threw an interception, now he's good, he's shook it off, and he'll
right.
come back.
When you look across the, you know, Tennessee Tech is not going to be on the other side playing defense. This is the number four team in the country. They haven't lost a game in over a calendar year. This is the game of the year.
And it's going to be a shootout because, I tell you what, you give Ohio State the ball, and they're going to be able to get it down there. You were talking about Braxton Miller starting, you know. Kenny Guyton, I don't know much about the kid.
Yeah.
Looked good last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you talk about Ohio State's offense, the thing for Wisconsin's defense when they're going up against this kind of offense is they're going to score. They're going to get the ball across the goal line. The trick is you got to be able to come back from it and stop them the next time. We'll see what the score is at the end of the game, but they're going to score, and the Wisconsin defense can't hang their heads. They got to come back from it.
If the Badgers are to win this game, it needs to be eerily similar to what happened in Camp Randall in 2010. You need to have a big play like a kickoff return, something lucky, something non-conventional, and you need to just have that 7-14-point lead consistently throughout the game. Use your three strong running backs to grind out first downs. You cannot get in a shootout. And I feel like Badgers fans are kind of spoiled because they look back to last year's Big Ten championship game or the year in which Russell Wilson was our quarterback and they were just bleeding points left and right. They put over 70 on the board last year in Indy, but this team is not some lightning in a bottle, Oregon spread offense, points coming from the sky. Wisconsin succeeds when they can mount 13-16 play drives that count 7 to 9 minutes off the clock. You want to play keep away because you said it best, Brett. Ohio State will score.
Yeah, exactly. When you talk about their offense, Braxton Miller, one of the premier quarterbacks in the NCAA right now, he's been out the last two games, and his backup ended up setting the single-game record for touchdowns at Ohio State. He scored 6 in one half last week. So you talk about it, even if Miller has some trouble with rust coming back from an injury, they've still got another guy who is more than capable of putting up those kind of numbers.
And it's not like Urban Meyer is, you know, gun-shy about pulling the plug on a quarterback.
Well, yeah, exactly. Urban Meyer didn't even tell us who he's going to start until late this week. You know, that's, I wouldn't be surprised if we see, like, Miller have a bad, just one bad set.
Yep.
Throwing guys
out.
Why not?
And then come back in halftime, switch it up again. I mean, that's the issue for the Badgers' defense is that inability to prepare. One thing I'd add on that would be that although two different quarterbacks have a similar playing style, and I don't think at practice the team has been having, you know, black and white different sets for who's going to come in. Both quarterbacks pose a dual threat. Both of them are very good. I mean, the Badgers have been preparing for a mobile and very talented Ohio State quarterback that can throw the ball as well.
And if we're looking for our defense to be at this prime, I feel like this is going to be the week. We have Brandon Kelly back, Derek Landish, PJ's back. We're feeling healthy. We're all going to be there. Chris Borland, maybe he'll get something done. Ohio boy? I don't know. But I
Alter
think
High School, Kettering, Ohio.
Yep,
same place as my grandma has lived for a very long time. So
Anderson kind of toned down the emotions. He said that this is going to be just like any other game. It's not a massive game. I think these boys are going to have a lot of emotion behind this game.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll take it with them to Columbus. It's not going to be as easy to win it there as it would in Camp Randall, but they'll take it with them.
Oh, yeah. It's a big game. It's primetime on ABC.
8 Eastern time.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, I guess. One thing, last week our defensive line mounted a pass rush. It was pretty vicious. But the problem with that this week is they can't be that aggressive because you do that to Braxton Miller and he's going to scramble out for 15 yards every time.
As soon as the defensive ends and tackles are in the backfield, you turn of the head and suddenly Braxton Miller's already run for a first down. That discipline is going to be key. And here's my issue with the defense is that if you're a Badger fan, you really want to see this defense get a 3-and-out. Consistently get 3-and-outs. I felt like, although in the first half of last week's game against Purdue, they only gave up 10 points. At the same time, I felt like in order to get a stop, they were still giving up 2-3 first downs before forcing Purdue to punt. And when you take that, you apply it to the game at Arizona State, especially in that third quarter when Arizona State seemed to score every single time they touched the ball. It's just this defense really needs to have their head on straight, really play discipline, and really get 3-and-outs.
Yeah, that's going to be the trick. Also on special teams, switched out the kicker last week. Endicott is in there. The hang time went up, I think, half a second, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that is a lot. He's a freshman. That was his first game last week against Purdue. We were already up by quite a bit when he came in. So you talk about, is he going to have some of those big game jitters, that first kickoff?
Speaking of the special teams, I'd really like to start seeing some touchbacks.
Yeah.
Kickoffs. And it's just, it's a lot to ask the special teams to stop a return every single time the ball's going in the air. You want to just watch that one, the kicker, line it up and kick it through the uprights.
Yeah.
Just no chance of a return.
It sounds like Kenzel Doe is not going to be back this week either. So I don't know. Hopefully our special teams will be able to get it done. We'll see.
Yeah, we've seen Abby do some big things on punt returns. So look for that.
Anderson actually mentioned, too, that Corey Clement might be in the backfield, so we could see him return some. We've seen that he can run. Let's see what he can do with some open field.
And if I recall last year, James White even ran some kickoffs back, too. So there's a lot of Badgers that can fill that void.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, who's going to do it best.
Yeah, and I would actually really like to see Abby on the sidelines for some of these. Keep him fresh. You know, that guy, he has to make it downfield.
Especially with just the no-show from the rest of the receiving core. The more breathers Aberderis can reel in, the better. Because it's, you know, Duckworth always seems to get that horseshoe, you know, covered in pixie dust play each year, whether it was the Big Ten title game 2 years ago. He came up huge on the last drive against Arizona State, but he's not a, you know, consistent receiver that's going to reel in 4 or 5 balls a game.
Well, that's like Wheelwright, too. You know, you're looking for someone that will hopefully step up, take some balls. Last week, he had that big drop. You know, I guess he was beating up himself in practice this week, but it's not about self-pity. It's all about getting the job done.
No, and it's going to make Ohio State's defensive job a lot easier if all they have to do is stop the run and they don't have to worry about that pass. Put a double team on Abby and take him completely out of the equation.
Nine
if there's nobody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to make their job a lot easier.
It will help, too, that we have Pedersen. Sounds like he's going to be back, going to be recovering from injury. Maybe he'll kick out and get some 10-yarders for us.
Who's playing fullback this week?
I'm not entirely sure.
I feel like we'll still see Watt.
Okay.
Strauss would probably maybe get some reps, but we'll see Watt.
Again, maybe switch it up.
Yeah.
It'll probably be splitting the time.
So, predictions?
Predictions. I predicted Ohio State to win. I said 21-17. That was in the summer before I saw these two teams' offenses. So, I bet the score is going to be more. I'm sticking with my prediction of Ohio State.
I'm going to go 42-35, Ohio State. I'm sorry, but I got to be logical.
If the Badgers win, I predict a 27-21 victory. If Ohio State wins, it could be as ugly as 42-10.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of a reversal of the tide from Wisconsin against Purdue. But that's all that we have for you today. And from the Daily Cardinal World Headquarters, this has been your Cardinal Sportscast.